All right, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Biz Foundations. Today, we're diving into something that, let's be honest, can feel a bit daunting for a lot of us small business owners. We're talking about bookkeeping. And to guide us through this often misunderstood but absolutely crucial topic, I've got a fantastic guest. Elsie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alan. It's great to be here, and hopefully we can take some of the daunting out of bookkeeping for your listeners today. It's really not as scary as it seems, I promise.
I appreciate that promise already, Elsie, because I think for many, myself included when I first started, the word bookkeeping just conjures up images of endless spreadsheets, tax season headaches, and maybe even a bit of a dry, dusty feeling. Can you start by just, you know, demystifying it for us? What is bookkeeping in its simplest form?
That's a fantastic place to start. At its core, bookkeeping is simply the process of recording all financial transactions of a business. Every dollar that comes in, every dollar that goes out, is meticulously tracked. Think of it as the financial diary of your business. It's not about complex analysis or forecasting. That's more accounting. Bookkeeping is purely about accurate, systematic record keeping.
Okay, a financial diary. I like that analogy. It makes it sound a lot less intimidating. So every sale, every expense, every time I pay a supplier, that's what we're talking about.
Exactly. Whether you're buying office supplies, paying an employee, receiving payment from a client, or even paying for your web hosting, all of those are transactions that need to be recorded. The goal is to have a clear, up-to-date picture of where your money is coming from and where it's going. And doing it consistently is key.
Consistency. I can already hear the sighs of some listeners, myself included, thinking, oh boy, another thing to be consistent about. But I get it. It builds on itself, right? So how does this financial diary differ from, say, accounting? I often hear those terms used interchangeably.
That's a really common point of confusion. Think of bookkeeping as the foundation, the raw data collection. Accounting, on the other hand, takes that raw data and interprets it. Accountants analyze the financial statements generated from the bookkeeping records, prepare tax returns, and provide strategic financial advice. So a bookkeeper compiles the story, an accountant reads between the lines and helps you write the next chapter.
Ah, okay, that's a brilliant distinction. So if I don't have good bookkeeping, my accountant is basically working with a messy, incomplete story, which makes their job harder and probably makes my life harder too.
Precisely. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say. Good bookkeeping makes an accountant's job much smoother, which in turn saves you money and ensures you get the best possible advice because they're looking at accurate data.
That makes so much sense. So moving on to why this is the foundation, beyond just making your accountant happy, what are some of the really tangible benefits of good bookkeeping for a small business owner who might be thinking, I'm just starting out, I'm making sales, I don't need all this fuss yet?
That's a mindset I hear a lot, especially from new entrepreneurs. But honestly, it's never too early to start. One of the biggest benefits is simply knowing your financial health. Are you actually profitable? Do you have enough cash flow to cover your upcoming expenses? Without good bookkeeping, you're essentially flying blind.
Flying blind, that's a scary thought. I remember in the early days, I'd just look at my bank balance and think, okay, there's money there, I'm good. But that's not the full picture, is it?
Absolutely not, Alan. Your bank balance tells you how much cash you have right now, but it doesn't tell you about outstanding invoices you're owed, or bills you still need to pay, or even how much profit you truly made on that big project. Bookkeeping gives you the full holistic view. It generates reports like your profit and loss statement and your balance sheet, which are like your business's vital signs.
Okay, so it helps me understand if I'm making money or just moving money around. What else?
It's crucial for making informed business decisions. Say you're thinking about investing in new equipment, or hiring your first employee, or even launching a new product line. If you don't know your current financial position, your projected income, and your consistent expenses, how can you confidently make those big moves? Good records give you the data to back up your strategic choices.
That's a huge one. I've definitely made decisions based more on gut feeling than hard data. And sometimes it worked out, but other times it was a gamble I probably shouldn't have taken. So it's about reducing risk too.
Exactly. And let's not forget the ever-present shadow of tax compliance. Good bookkeeping simplifies tax season immensely. All those meticulously tracked expenses mean you're maximizing your deductions and avoiding penalties for inaccurate reporting. The tax authorities, whether it's the IRS or HMRC or whoever, expect clear, verifiable records.
Oh, tax season. That's a whole other podcast topic, but yes, anything that makes that less painful is a win in my book. And what about for growth? If someone's looking to scale or maybe even get a loan?
Absolutely essential. Lenders and investors are going to want to see a clear financial history. They want to know your revenue, your profitability, your debt-to-equity ratio, all of which comes directly from your bookkeeping records. You won't get far without organized, credible financial statements. It shows you're a serious, responsible business owner.
So it's not just about managing money, it's about proving the viability and professionalism of your business. That's a powerful point. It really solidifies why it's the foundation.
It truly is. It's the bedrock. Without it, everything else you build on top of your business is standing on shaky ground.
Okay, so we've established the what and the why. Now let's talk about the oops. What are some of the most common bookkeeping mistakes you see small business owners making, especially when they're trying to do it themselves?
Oh, Alan, where do I even begin? There are a few classic pitfalls. The absolute number one, hands down, is mixing personal and business finances. I can't stress this enough. Have separate bank accounts, separate credit cards. If you're paying for a business expense with your personal card, or vice versa, that instantly creates a messy tangle that's a nightmare to untangle later.
Yeah, guilty as charged in my early days. I just used one account for everything. It made tax time a confusing spreadsheet nightmare, trying to categorize every single transaction.
Exactly. It's not just for taxes either. It makes it impossible to get an accurate picture of your business's true profitability if you don't know which transactions belong where. Another big one is not tracking expenses diligently. Every single expense, no matter how small, adds up, and many are deductible. Missing those means you're leaving money on the table.
So keep all receipts, even for that coffee meeting?
Absolutely. Keep them, scan them, categorize them. Small expenses accumulate quickly. Another common mistake is delaying reconciliation. Reconciliation is comparing your internal records, your financial diary, with your bank statements and credit card statements. If you let that pile up, it becomes overwhelming, and any errors are much harder to spot and fix.
Oh, I've been there, looking at a whole quarter's worth of transactions and just wanting to pull my hair out. So how often should someone be reconciling?
Ideally, at least once a month. For businesses with a high volume of transactions, even weekly is a good idea. It keeps things manageable and helps you catch discrepancies or potential fraud much faster. And honestly, another mistake is simply ignoring financial reports. Bookkeeping software can generate beautiful profit and loss, balance sheet, and cash flow statements. If you're not looking at them, you're missing out on vital insights.
It's like having a dashboard in your car, but never looking at the speedometer or the fuel gauge. Just driving, hoping for the best.
Exactly. You wouldn't drive like that, so don't run your business like that. And finally, for many, the biggest mistake is trying to be a hero and do it all themselves, without any prior knowledge or understanding. Bookkeeping isn't rocket science, but it does require attention to detail and a basic understanding of principles. If you're constantly stressed, making errors, or just not doing it, you're better off getting help.
That's a great point about knowing when to ask for help. It's an investment, not an expense, right? So for someone listening who's now motivated, maybe a little intimidated, but ready to get their bookkeeping in order, where do they even start?
Okay, first things first, separate your finances. Get a dedicated business bank account and credit card if you don't have them already. This is foundational. Second, choose a system. For very, very small businesses with minimal transactions, a simple spreadsheet might suffice initially, but it quickly becomes cumbersome. I'd highly recommend looking into bookkeeping software.
Like QuickBooks or Xero, those kinds of platforms?
Exactly. They automate a lot of the process, connect directly to your bank accounts, and make categorization and reporting so much easier. They might have a learning curve, but the investment in time upfront pays dividends. Most even have mobile apps for snapping receipts.
That sounds much better than a shoebox full of crumpled receipts. Anything else for getting started?
Be consistent, as we discussed. Set aside a specific time each week or month to tackle your bookkeeping. Treat it like a non-negotiable business appointment. And educate yourself on the basics. Understand what assets, liabilities, revenue, and expenses are. There are tons of free resources online, articles, videos, even short courses.
So, consistency, a good system, and a little self-education. And if all else fails, reach out to a professional bookkeeper like yourself, right?
Precisely. If you're overwhelmed or your business is growing rapidly, or you simply want to focus on what you do best, don't hesitate to hire a professional. It's not just about compliance. A good bookkeeper can be a valuable partner, helping you understand your numbers and make smarter decisions.
Elsie, this has been incredibly insightful. You've really helped to take the scary out of bookkeeping and highlighted just how essential it is. I feel like I've got a much clearer roadmap for how to tackle this now, and hopefully, our listeners do too. Thank you so much for breaking it all down.
My pleasure, Alan. Remember, bookkeeping isn't just about keeping score. It's about understanding the game you're playing and giving yourself the best chance to win. Start small, be consistent, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Your business will thank you for it.
Fantastic advice to end on. And there you have it, folks. Bookkeeping 101, the true foundation of every successful business. Don't neglect it. Embrace it. Thanks again, Elsie, for your time and expertise. And thank you all for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on Biz Foundations.